Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Joe.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today we're on day two of our article all about Yellowstone National Park. It's the oldest national park in the world, and a lot of people say it's the greatest one, too, because it's absolutely gorgeous. If you ever get a chance to go there, you should definitely jump on that chance, because there's things that you can see there that you can see nowhere else in the world. And we're going to be talking about one of those sites today, actually, something that we touched on a little bit yesterday. It's called Old Faithful. Now, what exactly is Old Faithful, Stephanie? You've been there before.
Yeah, Old Faithful is called a geyser, G-E-Y-S-E-R. It's really just a hot spring. You guys all know what hot springs are. We've got lots of them here in Taiwan. But this is very special. It's kind of like a big hole in the ground, not too big. You couldn't actually use it for a hot spring because what happens is every few minutes, water comes shooting out of this hole straight up into the air. It's very forceful, too, so you can't stand too close to it. It would knock you down. I'm not sure how hot the water is because, of course, you're not allowed to get that close to it. But we were pretty close, and I got some good pictures. I'd be curious to go back today and see if maybe they've built sort of a low fence around it. But back then, there was no fence. You just knew to not be too close. But nowadays, people are kind of crazy, right? And they try to get too close to things. And sometimes they have to protect special areas of national parks.
Speaking of protected areas, we're also going to be talking about the animals that live within the park as
Yeah.
The various species. And the great thing about this park is that these animals are completely protected. There's no hunting within the park, although you can go fishing.
But they
do want to preserve these species. Some of them probably at one point or another were endangered due to overhunting. So they want to make sure that they can live in peace and get their numbers back up to a healthy level. So that's another great thing about national parks.
Yeah, and you know, when I was in college, I went up there with a friend of mine and we went camping in Yellowstone. Of course, I have to warn you guys, it's pretty chilly there even in the summertime. I think most people from Taiwan would say it's cold at night.
Well, we'll also talk about some activities you can enjoy within the park today as well. Why don't we go ahead and read through day two of our article and then we'll be back to discuss it. With its spectacular and diverse scenery, it's no wonder that Yellowstone National Park is such a big draw for tourists and naturalists alike. One of the things that sets the park apart is the fact that it rests on one of the largest active volcanoes in the world. This accounts for the many geothermal features in the region, such as hot springs and geysers, one of which, Old Faithful, is the park's most famous landmark. Forests make up around 80% of Yellowstone's area, and there are over 1,700 different species of trees and plants to be found. Among all this vegetation roams an impressive range of wildlife, including 67 species of mammals and over 300 species of birds. Some of Yellowstone's most noted animal inhabitants are the grizzly bear, moose, bison, gray wolf, and bald eagle. For visitors to Yellowstone, wildlife spotting is just one of its many attractions. Thousands of miles of trails crisscross the park, making it an outstanding hiking destination, and its camping facilities are also top-notch. Hunting is, of course, strictly forbidden, although you are allowed to try your hand at fishing in some of the park's pristine lakes and rivers. In wintertime, thick snow makes much of Yellowstone inaccessible, but you can still explore some areas from a different perspective by snowmobiling or cross-country skiing. No matter what time of the year you may go, if you are ever lucky enough to visit this cherished jewel of America's natural landscape, it will surely take your breath away.
Now let's talk about some of the spectacular scenery there in Yellowstone. It's very diverse, meaning there's a lot of variety that you'll see there. it's kind of fun because you've got some flat areas, some big mountain trails if you like to go hiking. Well, it's no wonder that Yellowstone National Park is such a big draw for tourists and naturalists alike. Now, if something's a big draw, it means there's a lot of things there that are interesting and alluring to people. So it makes them want to go. And so if you're a tourist, you would want to go perhaps to see Old Faithful. A lot of tourists end up in Yellowstone because it's kind of a cool place to be. But here's another group of people that enjoy the area. They're naturalists. They're people who like nature. People who are naturalists study plants and animals, and they really enjoy just being out in the wild. And Yellowstone is like being in the wilderness.
And naturalists love it because of its diverse scenery. So diverse just means there's a lot of different kinds of something. And scenery is just the landscape, the things that you can see there, the plants, the trees, the mountains, the rivers are all part of the scenery. Anything you can see out in nature is basically scenery. If it's diverse, it just means there's a lot of different types of scenery that you can see. So if you love nature, then this would be definitely a place you'll want to check out. One of the things that sets the park apart is the fact that it rests on one of the largest active volcanoes in the world. To set something apart from something else just means you're going to tell something that's special about it that other places might not have. So the fact that Yellowstone rests on one of the largest active volcanoes, it sets it apart from other parks in the world. Active volcanoes are volcanoes that are actually still erupting, or they're still doing something. They're still rumbling or shaking. There's something deep below the surface of the earth that's still going on, in other words. Some places have inactive volcanoes, meaning that they once erupted a long time ago, but now there's really nothing going on. But that's not the case with this volcano. It's still very much active.
Well, the fact that it has active volcanoes there is the reason why we have hot springs in the area and these geysers like Old Faithful. Now, when something accounts for something else, you're simply using this phrase to talk about the reason why something is there or why it exists. I could say the frequent rain in Taiwan accounts for the gorgeous scenery we have here. It's very green because of the rain. Well, when you talk about geothermal features, you're talking about the earth and heat. Let me explain this word geothermal. If you see G-E-O as a prefix, it means earth, and thermal means heat. So heat coming from the earth. So you have a lot of geothermal features in the area, like hot springs and geysers. We explained Old Faithful earlier, and it's one of the park's most famous landmarks.
Now, a landmark is something that makes a city or a place very familiar. For example, Taipei 101, of course, is the famous landmark of Taipei City.
Mm-hmm.
You could talk about the Eiffel Tower being a landmark in Paris, and so on and so on. It's usually a statue or a famous building or anything that people will associate with a certain place or a certain city. In this case, Old Faithful is the famous landmark of Yellowstone National Park. So it's what people picture or what immediately comes to mind if somebody says the name Yellowstone National Park.
We could also use landmark in a more figurative way to talk about an important event that has happened. We'll often use landmark to talk about inventions. For example, the invention of the airplane is a landmark in technology. It changed the way we live our lives, having planes and being able to travel from place to place faster. That's another way to use landmark. Now, we've got a lot of forests in Yellowstone, don't we?
Yes, forests actually make up 80% of Yellowstone's area, and there are over 1,700 different species of trees and plants to be found. So most of the park is actually just forest. It's made up of trees, in other words, 80% of the area, in fact. So only 20% of it is made up of other land formations. And there are over 1,700 different species or different types, different kinds of trees and plants to be found. So if you're a botanist or a naturalist, this would be something you'd want to check out. You'd want to have your guidebook there so you could identify all the different species around. And among all this vegetation roams an impressive range of wildlife as well. This includes 67 species of mammals and over 300 species of birds. Wildlife just refers to living things, animals. So any animal that you see there, well, it's a type of wildlife, a form of wildlife. This includes 67 species of mammals. Mammals are the group of animals that actually includes humans, too. Mm-hmm. They give birth to live young. They feed their young milk and things like that. Also warm-blooded as well.
They have hair on their bodies.
That's true. That's mm-hmm. another characteristic of mammals. And also 300 different species of birds, too. So if you like plants or if you're into wildlife, then Yellowstone National Park will never disappoint you.
The Yellowstone's most noted animal inhabitants include these animals here: grizzly bears, moose, bison, gray wolves, and bald eagles. Ooh, you know, this was the first time I had seen a real moose. I was outside in Yellowstone and a moose came walking by. It was pretty exciting for me. Now, if you're noted, this is used as an adjective here. It just means something that's pretty impressive, something you want to take note of. You can use note as a verb. It just means you observe it, you pay attention to it. There's something interesting about it. Or you could note something and just simply jot down your thoughts or record something important. Well, the most noted or important, maybe animals that really receive a lot of attention are these. Now, if you're an inhabitant of something, it just means you're either a person or an animal who lives in a particular area. Currently, of course, we're inhabitants of Taiwan. Now, a grizzly bear is pretty dangerous, so that's not an animal you want to run into, especially at night if you're camping. The moose are fine. They're just really big. They've got horns on their heads. Bison is, gosh, it's a mix between a buffalo and a moose. It looks scary to me. It kind of looks like a boar, but it's in the bovine family, which means animals that include the ox and the cow and the buffalo. A lot of people in America, maybe in Canada too, eat bison meat. I don't enjoy it, but it's pretty popular. It doesn't have much fat in it, so it's more healthy. And the gray wolf lives there, and the bald eagle.
The bald eagle, actually, one of the symbols of the country, too.
Yeah.
So if you ever see a big, majestic bald eagle soaring through the sky, it's kind of one of the symbols of America and all the ideals of the country.
Yeah, and freedom. Okay, everybody, it's time for a Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello everyone, it's me Kevin. 我们今天要接着昨天的主题，一起再到黄石公园一起来看看。首先第一段的大意是说呢，因为黄石国家公园坐落在全世界最大的活火山上，壮观而且多样的景观，难怪会对观光客以及自然学家有着如此大的吸引力。在种种的地热现象中， Old Faithful 老忠实泉要算是这个国家公园最著名的指标了。在第一句里头我们看到了一个句型 It is no wonder that 后面加上主词加动词代表的是难怪如何如何的意思而 It is no wonder that 这样的一个句型其实我们可以把最前面的 It is 省略掉而后面的 No wonder that 那个 that 其实也可以省略换句话说我们可以很简洁的 No wonder 后面加主词加动词这样的一个用法好比我们说他小时候呢他是住在巴黎的难怪他法文讲得非常好。这句话我们就可以翻译成 He lived in Paris when he was a child. It is no wonder that he speaks French so well. 所以后面我们也把它改写成为 No wonder he speaks French so well. 而第二句里头我们看到了 It rests on one of the largest active volcanoes. 这边我们要注意到两个重点。首先 rest 那个字呢我们说坐落在什么地方我们发现到 rest 它的用法也是用主动的用法而最后面我们看到了这个 active volcanoes 是表示活火山的意思另外我们讲的死火山则是用 extinct volcanoes extinct 这个字的拼法是 extinct 这个字还可以解释成为绝种的灭绝的第二段则是说到了森林占了黄石公园的 80%。在这里可以看到超过1700种不同品种的树木与植物。在这些所有的植物当中，数量惊人的野生生物也是悠游其中。这些生物呢，包括67种不同品种的哺乳类，以及超过300种的鸟类。 黄石公园一些著名的栖息动物有 grizzly bear, 也就是灰熊 moose, 麋鹿 bison, 指的是野牛 gray wolf, 则是灰狼以及 bald eagle, 也就是象征美国的国鸟白头鹰。在这段当中我们看到了 make up, 它是表示构成的意思。如果我们变成被动的结构的话呢，就变成了 be made up of, 是表示由什么所构成。好比我们造个句子，这个班级是由50个学生所构成的。这句话我们就可以翻译成 50 students make up the class。如果是被动的用法，就可以变成 the class is made up of 50 students。而在这段里头我们看到有一句话 among all this vegetation roams an impressive range of wildlife。这句话的主词其实在后头的 An impressive range of wildlife 指的是数量相当惊人的野生生物，动词是在前面的 roams, 而 roam 前面的 among all this vegetation 它事实上是一个表示地方的地方副词片语，换句话说它是把地方副词片语跟主词对调的一个倒装句的句构。而在这段里头我们还看到了一个单字 inhabitant,它可以指的是居民或者是栖息的动物的意思。这个字呢，它的动词是 inhabit。 我们要特别注意到 inhabit 这个动词是表示居住于，它是一个及物动词的用法。好比我们造个句子，在17世纪之前这个岛屿上是没有任何人居住的，这时候这句话就要翻译成 Nobody inhabited this island before the 17th century。我们要特别注意到就是 inhabit 它后面直接加地方，它不用再加任何的介系词，因为它是一个及物动词的用法。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hi everybody and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Joe and I'm here with Stephanie in the studio today and we're talking about Yellowstone National Park again. We're talking about some of the animal inhabitants before the break, some of the things that you can see in the park. Among those are the grizzly bear, the moose, the bison, the gray wolf, and the bald eagle. There's no shortage of incredible wildlife to see there. Also, lots of species of plants and trees there too. In fact, 1,700 or more species of those things. There's also Old Faithful, the most famous landmark. You can't go to Yellowstone National Park and not see this geyser as it erupts, sending boiling hot water shooting up into the sky. It's something Stephanie was fortunate enough to see a couple of times. And if you go there, I'm sure you'll get to see it too. Let's move on to our third paragraph now and learn a little bit more about Yellowstone National Park.
A lot of visitors who go to Yellowstone enjoy spotting wildlife. It's one of its many attractions. An attraction of a particular area just means something that's really interesting to others who come to see it. It has a certain appeal to people. Well, spotting something means it's kind of difficult to see it, but you manage to do it.You get excited when you see some rare animal or an animal perhaps that you've only seen in a picture book or maybe seen in a zoo. I got excited when I saw my first moose, I'll tell you that.
Well, thousands of miles of trails actually crisscross the park, making it an outstanding hiking destination, and its camping facilities are also top-notch.These trails, we're saying they crisscross, meaning they cross each other. They're not running beside each other and they never meet. There's actually thousands of miles of them. So you could go to Yellowstone National Park once a year, every year for the rest of your life, and you would never experience probably the full amount of the trails that they have there because there's just so many and they cover so many miles. So you could go there a lot and the experience could be different every time.Its camping facilities are also top-notch. Facilities, well, this can have a number of different meanings, but it usually just refers to a place that you can go for a particular purpose. And in this case, it's camping facilities, meaning a place where you can go and set up your tent and you can camp out. You can actually live in nature for a little while. I'm sure if you want to camp in Yellowstone, you'd probably need a permit, I think, to go there. You can't just show up and say, oh, I'm going to stay here for 6 months or something like that. But once you sign up or you register, you can go there and enjoy these top-notch facilities. Top-notch just means that they're top of the line or they're the best.
Now, hunting, as Joe has mentioned before in our program, is strictly forbidden. Wow, it's really not allowed. It's not permitted. It's prohibited. It's against the laws there. And if they catch you hunting, you're going to be in really big trouble. I bet you'd not only have to pay a fine, I bet they'd write your name down somewhere where you would be banned from the park. So be very careful. That's one thing you cannot do. You cannot hunt for animals. But you're allowed to try your hand at fishing. I've gone fishing in Yellowstone. That's a lot of fun. When you try your hand at something, you try some sort of new activity, at least for you, in order to see whether it interests you or not, or perhaps whether you're good at it or not. Someday I want to try my hand at making pottery. I've never tried it before. Well, you can go fishing, so that's fun. And, of course, we've mentioned these crystal clear lakes. We're calling them pristine here, pristine lakes and rivers. Pristine means pure, very clean. They haven't been polluted. And I mentioned earlier that the rivers are so clean, especially as they tumble over the rocks in the bottom of the river, that you can drink that water. It's delicious.
So these are some of the activities that you can try during the summer or the spring or perhaps even the fall. But in wintertime, thick snow makes much of Yellowstone inaccessible. If something is inaccessible, it means you can't access it or you can't get to that area for some reason. And because the snow is so thick, you just literally can't get to a lot of places in Yellowstone National Park. You'll sink up to your neck in snow or you'll get lost.
And good luck, huh?
You can't walk through snow that's very, very thick. It's just too dangerous. But you can still explore some areas from a different perspective by snowmobiling or cross-country skiing. So although you can't walk through the snow because it's too deep, you can go over top of it by using a special sort of vehicle that you only see in northern areas of, say, like Europe or northern parts of the U.S. and in Canada, and it can actually travel very, very quickly over top of the snow. The front has some skis on it, and the back has something that looks like a treadmill or something that you would see on an army tank, basically, that spins around, and it can go over the snow, and it's a great way to transport yourself around if you're in a place where it snows a lot.
Oh, a lot of people buy snowmobiles, that's the name of that piece of equipment, that vehicle, just to play. So they'll take their families out snowmobiling in the snow. It's a lot of fun. Cross-country skiing is really kind of hard. You're not skiing down a mountain and going at a steep angle. You're simply walking across a flat piece of ground, and oh, that's hard to do. I don't find that fun. That's just a lot of sweaty type of exercise.
It is a great way to get in shape, though.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to lose a few pounds or maybe just tone up those muscles, cross-country skiing is probably one of the top ways to do that because, like Stephanie was saying, it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Even if it's minus 40 degrees Celsius outside.
You're still sweating.
You still work up a big sweat doing cross-country skiing, and especially in deep snow in places like Yellowstone National Park. Well, no matter what time of the year you may go, whether it's winter or summer or fall or spring, if you are ever lucky enough to visit this cherished jewel of America's natural landscape, it will surely take your breath away. Now, if something is cherished, it means it's something that you hold dear, something that is very, very important to you, or perhaps even something that you love. And we're saying this is a cherished jewel of America's natural landscape. That's how we're describing Yellowstone National Park. Something that's very important to Americans and anyone who appreciates nature and wildlife, plants, animals, anything of that nature. It is cherished for those types of people.
Now, here's the word landscape. It's very similar to the word scenery that we talked about earlier. So, again, it includes the mountains and the forests and the lakes and just the nature and land in general. If you see this piece of America's natural landscape, it will surely take your breath away. This phrase just means something is so beautiful or so exciting, you actually find yourself going, oh, wow. It's hard to breathe. It's so beautiful. Okay, everybody. We hope you enjoyed learning more about Yellowstone. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher now.
接下来这段说到，造访黄石公园不只是观察生态，也可以从事许多的其他活动，像是徒步旅行、 露营、钓鱼等等。甚至在冬天的时候，就算厚厚的雪使得黄石公园许多地方都很难以进入，你仍然是可以借由 snowmobiling 乘着雪车，或者是 cross country skiing 越野滑雪来探索某一些地区。在这段里头，我们看到了 forbid 这个字，它是一个动词，表示禁止的意思。一般来说，我们知道很多动词表示禁止的话都是跟 from 这个介系词连用的，好比我们说 stop somebody from doing something， prohibit 禁止某人做某事， prohibit somebody from doing something， 或是 ban somebody from doing something， 都是跟 from 连用。但是这边我们看到 forbid 这个字，同学要特别注意的是它后面是用不定词的结构。我们说禁止某人做某事用 forbid 的话呢，那么就要用 forbid somebody to do something。 而 forbid 这个字的过去分词 forbidden， 我们知道北京很有名的一个观光景点紫禁城就是叫做 the forbidden city。 另外在这一段里头，我们看到了 try your hand 这个片语，表示试试身手的意思。这个片语其实我们可以把它代换成为 give it a try 或者是 give it a shot，因为我们知道 shot 这个字 S-H-O-T 它有表示尝试放手一搏的意思。另外在这段里头，我们看到了 inaccessible， 表示无法接近的、无法使用的。这个字它的反义字当然就是把前面的 in 这样一个表示否定的字首把它去除掉，也就是 accessible， 表示可以接近的、可以使用的。而这两个形容词它都是源自于它的名词，就是 access， A-C-C-E-S-S，这个名词表示管道、途径的意思。当我们要表示接触什么的管道或者接触什么的途径的时候呢，别忘掉我们要跟介系词 to 连用。最后一段结尾说到了 No matter what the time of the year you may go， 不论在一年当中你是什么时候去的， If you are ever lucky enough， 只要你够幸运 To visit this cherished jewel of America's natural landscape， 能够参观这个美国自然景致的瑰宝，It will surely take your breath away， 它保证会让你叹为观止。在最后里头我们看到了 take one's breath away， 表示令某人赞叹、令某人惊艳的意思。从字面上来看，好像就是把某人的呼吸夺走，因为我们知道说看到美丽的景色的话呢，我们不免会瞠目结舌的，好像突然忘了呼吸一样，也就是说呢，这个美景把你的呼吸夺走了。也就是因为这样的一个片语，我们就衍生出一个形容词 breathtaking， 表示令人赞叹的或者是令人惊艳的。
So over the past couple of days we've been learning all about Yellowstone National Park. If you're into nature, you should definitely make plans to head there and see all the plants and animals and drop by Old Faithful as well. Well, we hope you'll join us again next time on English Digest. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye. Bye.